Have you got a business that you want to get out there in a way that feels really good? Well, for the past 7 years, I've worked with solopreneurs just like you to help them market and grow their businesses online in a way that suits them. So whether you're quirky, quiet, or quite overwhelmed by the thought of social media marketing, then this is the podcast for you. I'm your roller skating and mum of two host, Miranda Ivy, and if you've been waiting for uncomplicated ways to promote your business that suits your personality, then you're 100% in the right place. I can't wait for you to get your fabulous self out into the world. Let's do this. Hey there, and welcome, fabulous people, to this very fabulous episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I'm your host, Miranda Ivy, and I have loved the feedback I have received from last week's episode, which was episode 72, talking about lead generation with Angela Ponsiford. If you haven't listened to it, this episode is kind of like a follow-up from that. It's a format I was doing last year where I was doing interviews and a follow-up episode, and I will be continuing that over the next few weeks, maybe with a little spacer in between. But it was so great to receive your feedback, and I love it when I, you know, have an idea and I'm able to action it really quickly. And that's also why I totally love running my own business in using online marketing. So this episode is, yes, it's called Seven Mistakes Most Solopreneurs or Small Businesses Make When It Comes to Lead Generation. And it is not a tut, 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 you naughty person kind of an episode. It's more like, if any of these resonate or strike a chord with you, then maybe you might want to fix it. Maybe you'd like to come along to my upcoming workshop on lead generation, which really will help you make the most of those new leads coming into your business. And as you'll find out in these seven mistakes, it's not always about new leads. So let's dive in. Let's jump on in right now. I might sound a little bit gravelly. I had my end of term performance with the Cassettes, the 80s dance group that I'm a part of, last night, which was, as always, just a wonderfully happy experience for all involved, just watching everyone just dance their little hearts out. So I might sound a little bit gravelly, but bear with me. All right. The first mistake that a lot of solopreneurs, and by solopreneur, you might have someone else working in the business with you, maybe a VA or something like that, but generally your business is all about you, is that you do lead generation once and never again. Maybe you've done it ahead of promoting a course or a new offer and you did it once, maybe you ran some ads, or maybe you created a lead magnet and then you never did it again. I'm raising my hand right now because I am guilty of this too. And it's just a reminder to say that, you know, new people need to find out what you're selling right now, today, not just when you're in a promotion period. And in fact, a lot of times you'll find, if you have ever done that kind of a course launch experience and wondered where all your sales were, well, those people needed a little bit more get to know you time. So if you want to, you know, not make that mistake, remember that lead generation can happen all the time. You can always be generating leads. So don't just do it once and never again. The second mistake that solopreneurs or small businesses make is you backburner lead generation because it takes too much time. It's kind of like that thing of, well, I'm too busy, so why do I need to do this, Miranda? And my response is, well, if you're too busy, there might be a couple of things going on in your business. First, you might not be charging enough, so maybe you need to charge a bit more. The second thing might be that maybe you need a bit more help in your business. And the third thing is, well, you know, you're not always going to be too busy. Or if you are too busy, yes, hire someone else, get them to take over some of those jobs that maybe you shouldn't be doing anyway, maybe you're not the best person at, and, you know, start building more leads so that you can generate more revenue in your business. The third mistake that solopreneurs / small businesses make is they think that what they're offering in terms of a lead magnet is far too simple. They go, and I know I've done this too, like, doesn't everyone know the difference between traffic and conversion ads? And the answer is no, they don't. And the same goes with what you sell. It might be like, doesn't everyone know how to do these five basic breathing techniques to lower their anxiety? And the answer is no, they don't. And if your customers don't know this, that's where you come in. That's where you get to offer this awesome lead magnet that solves their problem and helps them understand that you're the expert for them. In fact, one of the most successful lead generation campaigns I ever ran was for Lisa Cordiff, and she's probably coming on the show very soon, and I'm sure we'll talk about it. And it simply involved a really great video that she'd made that helped women prepare multiple meals in about 2 minutes. It involved roasting a chicken and then turning those chickens into other meals during the week. Roasting two chickens, that was one of the secrets. Now, the thing about this is so many people would be like, well, who doesn't know how to roast a chicken? But the comments that Lisa received under the video and on her ads and in her emails were like, oh my goodness, thank you so much. I've never known how to roast a chicken, or I never thought to prepare two at once and then prepare other meals. So as much as it might sound really simple to you, or it might sound simple to a certain percentage of people, a certain demographic, they're not your people. Lisa's people are the women who are looking for these simple hacks to be able to prepare meals in advance so that they had more time to spend with their family or not rush around after school. She totally nailed it, and yep, the ads worked really well for her. The fourth mistake that solopreneurs / small businesses make in lead generation is that you think it's all about the new leads. And I'm here to say that that is a massive mistake, and you don't understand the power of putting out a new lead magnet to your existing audience, like your existing mailing list, your existing followers on social media. Chances are, maybe if you run ads, someone else who already follows you might sign up. People underestimate the power of reinvigorating existing like audience members or existing customers. The easiest way to make money is simply to sell more things to the people who already have bought from you. Hopefully you already know that. If not, I'm going to repeat it. The easiest way to make money online is to simply sell to those people who have already bought from you in the past. So by creating a new lead magnet into a new funnel or whatever it is that you want to sell, chances are you're probably going to get the people who've already bought from you in the past doing that. And you might think, oh, but you know, like, why would I want new people? Well, those people still have money, and those people are simply, you know, they've already tried and tested you. They've already bought the product. And so if you sell them something else, they're going to love you even more. It's kind of like, it's often a gripe that I have, I hear from people when they do run lead generation ads. It's like, well, it's already people who know me, who are, you know, jumping into my classes again. I'm like, great. Did you not want them to come back? You know, I had this very same example last year when I created my new traffic and conversion guide. I'm going to pop a link to the show notes just so you can see how it works. And on there, I've just changed up the offer that I have on the back of it. But last year it was this like outstanding offer audit where I offered a discount. And in that, an old client who I hadn't worked with for years, they signed up for that. We had a session. They were like, okay, you clearly know a lot more about paid ads than we do. Can you put together a proposal? I've been working with them since, about 6 months, I'm going to guess off the top of my head. And had I not put together that new lead magnet and put it out to my list and offered them something different and a way for me to show my expertise, I wouldn't have had that great relationship for the past 6 months where I'm, delivering a return for their business and, you know, they're one of my great clients. Like, this never would have happened. So lead magnets aren't just for new customers. Of course they're great, but you know, I'm letting you know on a big old secret, they're not just for new old customers, new customers, all the customers, everybody wants your lead magnet. The fifth mistake that most solopreneurs slash small businesses make when it comes to lead generation is not enough follow-up. So, you know, it might be that you get your thing, your free guide, and then, I don't know, maybe email them once a month if you're lucky. By which time that person has clearly forgotten about you. I do it all the time. I'm like, who are you? What? I've never heard of you. When in fact you've sort of had them, they've just signed up, and then you've lost them. So that follow-up sequence is really important when it comes to lead generation. And, you know, especially if you're spending money on paid ads in order to acquire those leads, and then you don't follow up with them, you kind of just threw your money away. So this is a big wake-up call for some people when I explain it that way. So they realize, okay, especially if I'm investing in ads, I need to keep in touch with people after that. This is the sixth mistake that most solopreneurs slash small businesses make when it comes to lead generation, is not making the most of that initial interaction. How many times have you signed up to like get a free guide, or maybe do a quiz or a spreadsheet or a download, whatever it might be, and all you get on that thank you page is a thanks for subscribing, check your inbox. It is so lame, and honestly, you've just lost that lead. You know, I explained just before, you've lost them if you don't email them again. You kind of lost them if you give them some generic thanks for subscribing page too, because that person has taken the time to get off social media or, you know, click the link in your email. They've entered their email address. They have spent some time interacting with your brand and you give them nothing. This, my friends, is a really big thing that we can adjust and we can work on. And it is something that I'm going to be covering in detail in my workshop on the 30th of March. So if you haven't booked in yet and you're thinking that maybe your thank you page needs a bit of zhuzhing, then I would love to see you at Unlock the Power of Your Lead Magnet. Again, link will be in the show notes. And then number seven, this is a big mistake that I see small businesses and solopreneurs make when it comes to lead generation is, and it does relate to the past couple, but it is forgetting that every person, every email is a person. I wrote that down wrong. I wrote every person is an email. Every email is a person. So we forget that every time someone does sign up to your list, yes, you need to follow up with them. You need to make the most of that interaction. These people matter, and just one person could make a massive difference depending on what you sell to your business. Or that one person, say you're in like a service-based business where people book in consultations with you, maybe that person becomes your client, they then refer other people on to you. All of a sudden you've got this snowball effect just because you offered this really fabulous lead magnet and you didn't treat that person just like a number, you know? You didn't treat them just like another, great, increased my subscriber list. Now you actually really made the most of the interaction, that follow-up, and you treat them like a real life person, not just an email. So when it comes to solving these mistakes, the best thing you can do is to think about what it is that you want to be selling in the next quarter or the next 6 to 9 months. And think about that and then work backwards from that step so that you can go, okay, well, if this is the course that I want to sell, what do people need to know before they jump in? How can I prime them? How can I educate them that they really need this thing in their life, because they've realized that there's a gap in between what they know and what you know? As I said, and that's the first place to start. So, and then from there, you've got to think about the specific problem that they're having and how you can solve it in a really specific way. I have loved talking about lead generation today, and I hope that in this episode you've got a few things that you can work on. If you're, say, you're thinking about lead generation in the future, you go, okay, cool. Well, maybe I'm going to create something not just for new customers, but something that might add on with the interactions I've already had with my existing customers. I mean, there's no reason why you couldn't make a lead magnet just specifically for people who have bought from you in the past, particularly if, say, you've had some low-cost product, or, you know, in my case, I've been selling my book online for a long time. I'm just realizing I could create a lead magnet that specifically talks to those book purchasers about the next step that they may want to take with me. So if you are thinking about creating a lead magnet and you want some help, do book into my online workshop on the 30th of March. If you're listening to this later, I'm sorry, we've already done it. I'm sure it's going to be fabulous. I'll pop the link below, and it really is going to be around, you know, working out what that specific problem that people are having, things to put on your landing page to encourage people to sign up, particularly if you're going to be running paid ads, a couple of things that you don't want to miss out because they can affect the quality of your ads and how they get delivered, making the most of that thank you page and that follow-up sequence. I'm really about how can we do lead generation and see a return so that, say, you are running ads, you're covering those ads costs really quickly, because it can sometimes feel like, oh, I'm not, you know, spending all this money and I'm not seeing a return. And the reason why that works really well, not just to cover ads costs, is you're making the most of those interactions, and those people can solve their problems faster with you. They get more out of the interaction, and they become, you know, it builds that like, no, trust, buy factor very quickly. As you can tell, I could talk about lead generation for a really long time. It has been a big part of the types of ads that I have run over the past few years, because most of the businesses that I work with understand the power of lead generation. If you've got any feedback, find me on Instagram. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. You can just look up the Happy Ads Manager. I so hope that you enjoyed this episode, and until next week, stay fabulous. Hey there, I so hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Fabulous Marketing. I made it with you in mind. I was thinking about you while I recorded it. So I'd love to know what you thought of it. Come on over, find me on Instagram and send me a message. I'm at Miranda Ivy Media. And if you'd love for some practical and also quite easy ways to show up as the fabulous expert that you are, then sign up to my free 7-day expert visibility challenge. You just need to head on over to mirandaivy.com/expert. And then I'm going to send you a whole bunch of daily prompts to start sharing your fabulous self with the world. Until next time, stay fabulous.